Welcome back to Brews with the Homies. This is your host, Brews with D Bro. We got James, Heron, JB, and myself. JB, you brought two incredible beers, it looks like, so let's just dive into the first one.
I brought one. Heron brought the other. I'm not going to steal his thunder.
On oh, sorry. It looked like the same stout bottle we had on the pot.
My fault. You're good. So the first one is going to be from Thomas, our boy in Arizona. Decided to send us a little package of goodies, and we appreciate him. I've been kind of sipping on some of them, and this one I wanted to share on the podcast because it's something we haven't had before. It's from Dissolver, and this one is going to be a French-style Pilsner with River Bend malt, Pilsner chip malt, and some other stuff. So 5.1%, and cool can art on it, bunch of skulls, and they're known for doing a bunch of crazy stuff. Like, some of their beers range from fruited sours to IPAs, and we will at some point do an IPA of theirs on the podcast also. So wanted to start off light on this episode, then Heron's gonna take over and talk about his peer project. I think this one's a bourbon barrel age imperial stout with vanilla. So let's start off with the Pilsner first, boys.
I'm going to be honest with you. I already snorted
nose
it.
Nose dived?
Yeah, nose dived. It smells great. Heron, you look like you got a lot to say, so you should go first.
This face says a lot to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like grassy and refreshing.
Heron made me laugh too much, but yes.
Yeah, we started this episode laughing while he did the intro. Like, he's awesome. I don't even know what the hell we're laughing about. We're just having a good time.
Yep, having a good time.
It's the homies.
Yeah, this one, man, like, bready, light, flavorful. A lot of nice things going on at a low ABV. That's what we like. This is definitely drinkable, refreshing.
I love it.
I know D-Bro's going to say something like, this would be great on the golf course, because it definitely would be.
It would be great before work.
Wait.
I start work at 6. No, that's not a good idea. No, what I was going to say it's is...
replacement of orange juice.
There you go. Might as well throw some champagne in there, too. No, what I was going to say is like, at first when I had this, it kind of reminded me, like, as like a lime Bud Light almost, but then that was my first taste. And you know what they say, you can never judge a beer by its first taste. I mean, you can, but they tell you to have like your first, second, third. I'm on my third sip here, and everything that you guys have said is what it is, and you're not wrong. This would be good on the golf course, but this one's not really that high on the scale for me. I'm gonna be honest, I think this one for me, it's about like a 4.35.
Okay.
That's still? What do you mean?
I think he saw, like, you just scan the QR code here and show some of their beers on there. He saw this Italian Pilsner with like a little pizza slice on me thing looking on it, and I think that caught his attention. He's like, man, I want that.
I want pizza.
So I made the mistake.
No,
I should have brought that one.
When I saw that, I was like, oh man, pizza would go great with this. Pizza and some wings, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
So hey, my bad, my yesterday. Bad.
But 4.5 is pretty good.
Oh, 4.35.
Oh, I'm so sorry, 3.5.
It's still pretty good.
It's something that I would grab too. I just wouldn't grab a 4-pack. I think I would grab like 2, okay. You know?
No. James, what do you think?
I'm just shocked about his rating, to be honest. I mean, a 4.35, you're making it sound like you were going to go down in the threes.
Honestly,
from the way you normally like talk about a beer, like in the fours, you're like, man, golf course beer, I would grab a 4-pack.
Nah, this one's a 2-packer.
Well, I mean, you didn't say you'd grab a 4-pack, so yeah. But yeah, 2-pack is good. Okay, so my review, I like it a lot. Again, nothing really great that stands out, but it's very solid, very good summer beer. I would say 4.4.
Okay.
Shirt and shorts again.
Nice.
Ooh. Heron?
I don't know if at this point in the podcast that, like, I just love beer or what, but that shit tastes so good.
I know, right? Hey, he's turning on the same level right now.
You guys finished it. I mean...
Dude, what the fuck are you guys on?
Like,
what?
Damn. No, dude, I thought it was great.
But yeah, no. But, like... I mean, under your rating, I'd get naked and, like, run for 10 minutes.
In Barcelona?
I mean, probably, yeah.
Or, yeah, Spain. Spain is what it is. But Barcelona, we can do Barcelona if you want.
I mean, Spain. What? What now? What are you going to say?
I just agree with you, man. I don't know if this is where we're at in the podcast, but, I mean, this...
You guys holding hands while we're running down the beach for 10 minutes?
I guess
so.
Yeah, we're running down that beach. Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
Got a pool with no chicks?
Pilsners sometimes can just get so muddled. They're too hoppy, and it's a fine line. I think this one just is perfectly balanced. There's a nice little breadiness to it, and... I don't know. I would definitely have this stocked in the fridge. I would grab 8 cans just any day I want a light beer. And it's just that I go in waves, right? You know, Dustin knows his favorite saying, triple whore. I always drinking my triples. Hey, I brought a quad to do, but we've been drinking too much, so we can't have that. But this, definitely refreshing, and I would take it any day. So my rating, I would give it a 4.8 for sure.
Love it.
I almost thought 4 was the top of the scale, to be honest. I was like, wait, are we back in school? What the fuck are we doing?
Did you get your rating?
No.
Okay, what's
he
your
rating?
He
rarely rates, but let's see.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Like on a GPA scale, this is like a 4.2. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is... They did extra credit. So they're passing. They're going for
still
a high
4
pass
is
rate.
Really good, bro.
So, no.
No, he's saying on a GPA scale. So this
is above a 5. Out of a 4.
I'm gonna reclassify my rating because I just finished this. And
okay, what?
Like
trying to redeem yourself?
Yeah,
then?
Honestly, I
4 is passing, bro.
Well, so I'm gonna be honest with you.
4 is an
this
eight.
Was yeah. This was very this was like James after finishing school. It. I can see why you guys like it. Yeah. You guys,
all
right,
come on, what's your rating?
You guys are something else.
I'm just like, yeah. I'm so confused.
Yes, I am.
Right,
I was saying is like, now that I finished the beer and had a little bit more of like the body of it and everything, I think I'm gonna change it to a 4.6.
Ooh, okay.
I think this is a 4-pack grabber now. I like I said, I'm just changing it because like, I don't know if I had like the like a bad.
That's why I called you out, bro. I called you out.
He's like, you know what? After James, I'm gonna make him look dumb real quick. But
no, I don't look dumb. I don't look dumb because I called him out.
Yeah. Listen. So we have had a couple beers that are very strong on the palate, right?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the thing that me and Heron having this, like, it refreshed our palate, and we're really digging into it. And I think maybe it took a couple more sips for you to okay, clear that palate, get everything back on there.
I feel like I still had the bourbon and Coke and the stout from the last time.
Wait, what kind of Coke?
Coca-Cola. All
right, good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we don't do none of that here. No. What?
Make it more believable.
Yeah. This motherfucker, dude.
No, sir.
I'm sorry. But honestly, this is a high-rated beer for all of us. This is actually like a first time that we all agree that's a high 4, you know? Yeah.
Thomas can keep sending more.
Yeah, Thomas,
Thomas, we love your beer.
Thomas, we love
I've just
your
never
beer.
Seen a 4 so like depressing in my life, though. That's what I'm saying. This dude thinks he's barely passing with a 4. Shit, I was graduating at 3.5 at this point. So.
Yeah. No, you're the everyone grad. I mean, a 3.5 is good. I don't know.
Making it sound like, you just barely passed, bro. Just
sorry, we based our ratings off of Untappd, and Untappd only goes up to a 5.
Yes.
So
Heron was trying to be special.
Yeah, everybody gets rated differently. It's weird.
It's okay. Okay, we're all different in our own ways. Yeah. But I want to hear what Heron brought from Peer. Because, you know, on this podcast, we're kind of some Peer Project stands here.
Yes, sir.
Yep, so we got a Liquid Alchemy. And it's that Bourbon Barrel Age Imperial Stout with Vanilla. And funny enough, it has like a little teku glass. And it looks like very... kind of, I don't know, mixing potions and shit.
Yeah, like
deal, you know?
Mythological or something. Like,
are we wizards?
I don't know.
Are we
wizards up in here? Like fucking Harry Potter shit. I don't know. Like,
I was gonna say like more like.
I thought you guys didn't like Harry Potter.
It's me.
You don't like Harry Potter,
no.
Right? I guess I'm the only Potter person here.
So. I mean, I don't know. Like, if the girl I'm talking to likes Harry Potter, I like Harry Potter.
Oh,
cheers.
Yeah. All right, so a little bit more background on this. Well, cheers, but off the description. Basically, it's a bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout infused with organic Tahitian vanilla beans. It's bourbon barrel aged on three different barrels. So it's a big point. Aged for 17 months in Wild Turkey rye barrels, 18 months in 1910 Old Forester select barrels, and 30 months in Breckenridge bourbon barrels. So it's supposed to be a multi-layered experience. Bourbon, chocolate cake, snickerdoodle cookies, and it's supposed to give chocolate ganache, toasted marshmallow, and vanilla caviar. Okay, there's a lot going on.
Hey, there's a lot going on right here.
He's snorting his beer, having a
great time. Well, I accidentally gave him a little elbow. That's why when you were talking, I was laughing a little bit. So,
dude, shut the fuck up and drink this thing. It's so good.
Now I'll drink. Can I be honest with you? This is like a dessert exploded in my mouth.
So, I thought...
Holy shit.
I thought, what's it called?
Ooh.
What is that fucking triple blend, triple barrel blend thing again?
From where?
Pure Project. Yeah. They make that one beer. And it's like their most expensive beer. It's like $42 for this profile.
The gold wax. Is,
yeah. God, so this is better than that. Holy shit! I had no idea it was this good. Yeah,
this is, to be honest with you, I'm gonna cut straight to the chase. This is a fucking five.
Mmm.
This is a motherfucker.
Are we all holding hands in Spain, boys?
No, come on. No, is I'm by myself.
Well, Harry's got to do
I'm
it.
I'm by myself doing the helicopter.
Oh, okay, no, all right.
Relax. He did ruin it.
We'll be going to different beach without you, so.
See, because of Dustin, mine's a 4.99 now. We're not going there.
Yeah.
We're not helicoptering anytime soon, boys.
Shit.
Helicopter.
That's Dustin in the corner. Oh, man. All right, so we'll try to get into this one. Dustin, since you're ready to the five, you cut to the chase. What is going on in your mouth right now?
I told you. It feels like a dessert exploded in my mouth. Okay. Snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You can taste the three levels of the barrel almost.
Yeah.
I feel like you get the front. I think it's hard to pinpoint the barrel for me because I'm not very good at pinpointing the barrels. But I feel like there's three different flavor profiles that I'm getting.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the barrels, but then there's this sweet taste at the end with the cinnamon where I'm just like, oh my god, this is delicious. I wish I had a snickerdoodle cookie with this.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
No, Aaron said, you said there was Snickers bar?
No, snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle. Yeah. I thought it was snickerdoodle.
What Aaron said earlier about the $42 beer that or bottle that Pure has and that this is better than that, I haven't had that one. But for me personally, from all the Pure Stouts that we've had on the podcast, that we've reviewed, that we've talked about, the ones that we shared everywhere, this one takes the cake, and it's it's in its own tier now. I feel like this is one of those stouts that takes the stout game up another notch. And I would honestly have this over some of the horse stouts that we've had.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. It's surprising because, you know, Dustin came from not liking stouts. You've
fucking seen him hating stouts to not trying stouts. So I'll have a little bit. This is okay. This one's okay.
Getting better, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been what? Since we started the podcast that this journey has gone on with stouts for me. And I told you guys, I mean, you can go back to the other episodes. I've told you guys, fuck stouts. Never going to drink them. They're ass. They're this, that, and the next thing. And now... full revelation, I'm sitting here claiming that this is the best stout I've ever had. Yeah.
And you do a really good job of picking up everything because first thing I get, barrel, right? In the middle, you get a different barrel, a little bit sweeter. Then you start to get that rush of sweetness coming in. Cinnamon. I want to really kind of highlight this point. The cinnamon is so well done to the point where it's not intrusive. It is not burning. It's not like a fireball cinnamon. It's not... anything that's going to really ruin the flavor of the barrel, the taste of the sweetness. That's what makes it incredible on so many levels and makes it like a dessert beer, like maybe like a tiramisu, like with that kind of like little bit of cinnamon spice in there. And Dustin just hit, there's 3 points of barrels in there that you could taste. The sweetness in the middle to end really just ramp it up and allow you to really enjoy that finish that makes it so nice and clean. And it just... very well done. It's very surprising that, you know, Heron with the membership and doing the Cellar Syndicate, we're getting bottles and he picks them out that we want to try and the taste on the pod. If we knew this was even ounce as good or like any inclination of that is going to be this good, we would have multiple bottles of this. This is one that is absolutely incredible across the board. And it's nice to find something like that, especially at the price
point. I got to give you knuckles for this port, this selection, dude. That was...
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Bro, it's wild. And
I can't believe it.
And like we said, we're Pure Project stands up here. But like at the end of the day, what they produced is fucking fantastic. Like,
yeah, because Incredian was that other bottle.
Incredian, there we go.
Well, that was that triple blend kind of deal. And I thought that was like the best. Like, it was my favorite just because, like, when you get into the barrel age stuff, you could get like some stuff that's just like too barrel.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, I still want a little bit of that stout. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I still want some of that. And Pure Project just kind of kills it. Like, their bottling process, everything, whatever is going on, like, they put their vision in this bottle.
Yeah. And it's just so approachable, so drinkable. And I think that's the best part. It's 13.8%. You know, it's not, to me personally, it's not like syrupy and stuff. Because when you go on a tap, there's so many people that have different opinions, right? It's still rated pretty high. I think it has like 100 and something check-ins at like 4.36. And some people say it's a little syrupy, it's a little boozy, but I don't know. The temperature we're having at it, or having it at right now, nice. It's slightly chilled, but warm enough to get all the flavors out. And nothing tastes syrupy. All the flavors are working well together. And I think since we've had so many incredible stouts on this podcast and we've shared such great beer, we are really good at least judging the characteristics of a stout and being able to classify them for people that enjoy them on that level of drinkability, flavor, and not being only a bourbon lover and wanting a big bourbon barrel-aged stout. And I think even if you are a bourbon lover, you're going to be able to taste the different characteristics in the different barrels that they use. So this is like a home run because it hits it on multiple levels for different people, and that's what we're looking for in a beer, right? We want to share with people. We want to introduce people to beer that can be drank on different levels from different experiences.
I'm going to be quite honest with you. I want to share this beer with anybody else.
You want it for yourself?
No. With everybody on the podcast here, I would definitely share it. And people that we've had on the podcast before, I would definitely share it with them. But anybody else new, I would try to keep it very limited so we had more to drink. Because that's how fucking phenomenal this is. That, like Heron said, man, like Pure Project, I don't know if it's their bottling. I don't know what it is. But when it comes down to their process of putting this together, it just, they knocked it out of the park. They did what they wanted to do. They accomplished it. And that's funny because, like I told you guys, we're Pure Project stands up here. Like, I go to Corey's and somebody's like, hey, man, like, you're grabbing a shit ton of beer. Like, what should I grab? I like IPAs. I like this. I was like, get a Pure Project. So, they're like, why? I was like, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I was like, Pure Project is one of my favorites. But the level of consistency that Pure Project has, the amount of what they say is on the can, it is what it is on the can. And it's very few, there's been maybe one time that I had one pure can that was bad.
Yeah.
That one out of the hundreds that I've had. So, like, don't get me wrong, they still have that one can out of hundreds that I've had that's like, okay. But past that, they're consistent. They always deliver. They always take it up a notch, and I can't wait to see what the next one is going to be that they do. That's a three barrel-aged. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I mean, even Heron and I, off-pod, have had one of the new Cellar Syndicates, and we've just enjoyed so much of their stuff. They always take chances, too. That's the great thing is they're always expanding what they're doing. They're always trying to
bring back the catch and release.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
I know, that's
your one. Dude, that's your one.
That is my one. You know what the worst part is?
They brought so much stuff back.
They brought back everything. They sold shirts of this beer, but never brought the beer back. I still have the catch and release shirt at home. I think on the next pod, I'll bring it to wear.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta
wear
it.
Yeah, like,
I wear it.
I have one too.
Yeah, I was like,
Yeah, I have one too. We have the sticker for it. Everything.
You know what, Pure Project? If you're listening to this, if you bring that beer back, I will get the can, the whole can, tattooed right here.
Oh shit!
Whatever if you bring it back, I
whatever
will get
his credit card
right
limit is, he'll go.
And
I will drive down to the
release. And he will shotgun it too.
Oh, dude, I'll buy 16 cans.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No. Wait, no, you got to commit to a whole 24 case.
24? Oh. All right, cool, bet. 24.
A case, a tattoo, and a shotgun.
And a keg. You make me a keg.
Oh, and a, oh, shit. Get a keg.
All right, I'm all for it.
Okay. We definitely have to get a keg, too. So
yeah.
We are
you better be listening, Pure Project. Yeah, we tell will you
definitely
what.
Be... sending them
yeah, that says. Little clip is gonna get like
yeah. just, it's we're gonna make that go viral. Yeah. No, seriously, if they do it, I will buy 24 cans. I will buy a keg and I will shotgun there and I will get the tattoos there.
Right. All right, yeah. That will be our viral. All
right, there it is. Yeah,
we're going viral, man.
I'm being serious. Let's
hope the person who has that recipe is still there.
Let's hope.
And hasn't run off to somewhere and named it another thing.
I hope not. If that's the case, somebody
then
send me
the name.
You're going
to have to do some research.
Like, yeah, somebody's going to send us the name. Because if that's the case, I'll go buy that instead. But
right, we're going to transition to James because he's been lonely over there.
No, I'm not lonely at all. I'm just hanging out.
We want to hear your thoughts on it, too.
There's nothing to say now. I mean, literally.
Like, damn it, you guys took everything.
Everything. Like... I mean, I will say my two cents. Everything you guys said is what I was going to say, really. I will say, in terms of a manly espresso martini, this is the manly version of an espresso martini.
Damn.
That was cute. That okay. Was,
we just need a martini glass.
Hey, we drinking a little
Tiku up there?
Yeah.
No wonder they throw the Tiku up there. Like, this is, like, definitely...
We drinking with pinkies up well now expressed. Or what?
Yes, now we're drinking pinkies up. But yes, I would say the espresso martini has been introduced with this Pure Project for the men.
Damn.
I like it.
I mean, at the end, on the nose, you just, like, definitely get, like, dark fruit and, like, chocolate, right?
Yeah,
like,
you do get a little coffee in there, too. That's what's great. Like, there's so many flavors in there, and I like that we all picked it up because... No one mentioned really coffee until James, and I think that is definitely a flavor that we did not mention on there that definitely comes across.
I feel like now that this is warmed up a little bit more, I feel like you definitely get that coffee taste at the end. At first, I didn't get it as much, but now that this is warmed up and everything, you definitely do.
Yeah. Damn, I mean, James. I've just been here hanging out, so that's why when I looked at you when you were talking, I did one of these, and I go, ah, fuck, well, I'm just going to wait, so.
He said... I'm next there, brother.
And then 20 minutes later, here we go. No.
Sorry about that.
No, good insights. No, I love it. We're very passionate about this.
So, Heron, you talked about this being the better one out of the three barrel stouts that Pure Project has done. My question is, where does this rank up on your stouts? Because you've had some crazy stouts. Where does this rank up against your favorites?
On the Pure Project? Actually,
no, not Pure Project.
On anything.
On anything.
Oh, anything. Oh.
Because Pure Project is my favorite producer, like, of stouts. I don't know. Like, all the other, like, there are many people making incredible stouts, right?
Yeah.
But for my taste, I like them. Mm. And they're kind of more on the sweeter side. You know, like, I don't know. They might do whatever they do on the brewing side of thing, boil it more, whatever. To get those residual sugars going. And I enjoy that. You know, like, maybe if it's, like, a super sweet pastry stout, then it's like, all right, relax, brother. But, like, with this, where they're kind of, like, actively trying to not make it as sweet, with these multiple barrels, it's like, hell yeah. No, this is it. Because then you get that sweetness plus the barrel. And it's just, like, even if the barrel doesn't come out as clear, like, I don't like the bourbon barrel. I don't like bourbon, really, or... whiskey or any type of that class necessarily myself anyway. However, when it's aged in it, it's cute. It adds a little, you know,
you don't want it overwhelming,
a little bit of depth, right?
Yeah. You want the depth of it, and that's where I think sometimes some of these stouts get lost, right? They're so big into pumping out this amazing stout that's been aged so long in these barrels and gets so much of the barrel flavor. That it's great for people that are enthusiasts of bourbon, that love it, but for someone like us that can appreciate it onto a certain extent, but I think Heron hits it perfectly, is you want the balance to make it a nice little addition, allow it to add flavor, but then be able to really make the beer shine, the stout flavors, the, you know, make it a dessert, add a little something extra in there, and the coffee flavors, and allow it to be approachable from multiple levels. I think that's where Pure Project succeeds on so many of their beers. You can make things approachable from the people just getting into beer or people that are diehard snobs about beer. They find a great balance of pleasing everybody. And that's so hard to do across breweries. And because when you're a brewery that caters to a certain audience, it's so hard to experiment and still be successful.
I just want to ask this question because I got, I think, two out of the three barrels.
Yeah.
You said it was Wild Turkey.
Yeah, it was.
And Breckenridge, right?
Yeah, Breckenridge was the
what
third.
Was the...
The second was the one second? Was 18 months and 1910 Old Forester Select barrels.
Forester. Okay. So for me, I feel like those three are similar barrels, but I feel like they all have their own little characteristic. But I feel like in this beer that they hit all three barrels. I feel like each barrel has something that comes up. And I feel like that's hard to do in beer. Because sometimes you can kind of get those barrels and like Heron was saying, like the barrel can be so aggressive up front that you lose all the flavor of everything else on the side. And I feel like with this, you don't. Yeah. And like, I just, again, thank you for bringing it, because whoo, dude,
boom.
I think this right now, we're July, what? Today's the 8th?
9th? And it was 9th. Just 120 the 9th? Other day?
It was 120 on Monday.
And, we're selling and stuff.
I'm going to tell you right now.
No, on Sunday, I think it was, right?
For 2024, This is the beer of the year.
Beer of the year. Stout in summer, baby. Let's go.
Stout in SS, the summer. Babies. And the 120 regular degree weather. But.
You know what?
I think this is the beer of the year. I personally think that. That's going to be the beer.
Okay, how about BSS?
So you know what this means, right, what? Joseph? You got to add this to the bottle graveyard that you have at the house, and then we got to revisit it at the end of the year when we do our
year review. We
definitely
have to see, yeah?
Yeah.
Because there has been quite a few bangers. But in the stout category, I mean, man, I've had some good stouts. But see, this is the issue of, personally for me, when I rate stouts and what I like, is we get into this area of, the bourbon lover, the coconut lover, the vanilla lover, or just all these different areas of stouts. Whereas I think this one, having the bourbon, having the vanilla, having the coffee, everything coming together with a little bit of cinnamon, snickerdoodle taste, that would please the most amount of people on the scale of trying to please everybody. Because you can't ever do that easily. Yeah. So when you get a beer like this, it's going to allow you to be like, yes, this is a candidate for beer of the year. So definitely I agree with you, and I think that, man, it's tough. I've had some great ones, and personally for me, it's not my favorite stout, but the issue is I still rate it a 5 because I respect it, and I think it is in the top 5, but I'm also getting stouts that are crazy and hard to get and personalized for what I like.
Yeah.
So that's where I still 5 out of 5, and I still would recommend this to anybody, and it's going to be a top 5 beer no matter what, and it'll probably be beer of the year for at least 2 of us maybe on the podcast. So
well, we'll have to see in December. Yeah, we'll have to see in December.
So we got 5 more months, boys, of beer tasting.
Holy shit, only 5 more?
And you know what that means, right?
What?
In 2 months we got stout season. And we got some tripping animal stouts still.
Yeah, we still have.
It's so always stout season, dude. Come on.
You know.
Hey, we have so many stouts on the fridge, we have to have one all the time.
So, but I want to say thank you guys for continuing to support all of us. We appreciate it. We love the fact that you guys still come up to us and say, hey, aren't you guys the Brews with the Homie guys? Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Our hangout spots have kind of changed up.
Yes.
We've started to go more towards Corey's.
595,
Tanea Creek, now known as Beer Zombies Co., Boulder City. Where else have you guys been hanging out for beer-wise?
It kind of depends. Like, you know, Silver Stamp's still one up there.
Oh, yeah.
Liquid Diet, if you're in the mood for some cocktails.
I still have to go there.
Oh, yeah, you definitely.
Somebody's got to take you on a date there, brother.
Like, I know.
But, I mean, yeah.
Maybe one of the boys have to take me on a date there.
Oh, ooh. Let's go. A little zesty?
Depends how many cocktails deep you are.
Hey,
James
right.
might be feeling it. He's
I don't know. His
how
first
many
time,
cocktails?
His first time there, he might want all of them.
Challenge. You know,
we got a little careful.
We got a little stuff to still do. But I still, at the end of the day, like, thanks for supporting us. Thanks for still listening to the podcast. And Like, I know we're goofy, we're silly, we're a little bit out there, but hey, that's what makes us.
Yeah, it's genuine. It's who we are. Yeah,
that's who we are. If you hang out with us at any of these places, this is how we are. This is unfiltered, uncut, very us. So thank you for everything. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.